My name is Michael Harmel.
Carrie Snyder, and the address is 631
Deep Dean Road.
Deep Dean Road. So it's 9 o'clock. I am getting ready for work. Just trying to get out the door, which is always really hard when she's awake.
Tell me who you've got here with you.
I have my 4-month-old daughter, Piper Wren. I am now a full-time stay-at-home dad.
So this is our bottle station. You can see the dry rack is just full of bottles, and I pump at work, which is a real pleasure. And they have to be washed every day before work. So everything has to be cleaned, and then I take it to work and dread every pumping session.
Because of the nature of my wife's work, she's got a really great career going. We decided that I would be the one to stay home. And with the cost of daycare, it really was kind of a wash, you know, for my salary. But I was very excited and eager to be the one that got to stay home with her because I thought my wife would want to do it.
I like to work, and we agreed that it would, for my mental health, would make sense for me to go back to work. And that if we could figure out how he could stay home, I mean, what a gift to our kid and to ourselves those first couple of years.
I gotta go. I gotta go, Stinker. I gotta go.
Oh, hey. It's a pretty standard day. We don't have any trips planned, so, you know, we're gonna have a bath. We're gonna have several nice long naps. And hopefully she'll sleep well today because it depends. It depends on if she needs me to hold her or, you know, she's feeling pretty independent. So that changes on a daily basis.
What's wrong? You don't want to take a nap?
Sometimes I can just put her in the crib and she puts herself to sleep. Sometimes she needs help. And so I'll just pick a couple songs that I know the lyrics to and I'll butcher that. And usually about 2 songs will get her to collapse into a deep sleep. So this is the story of your red riding hood and how it came to meet your leg and how the muscle, bone and sinews tangle and the skin was softly shed.
What do you think she's going to dream about during this nap?
I think right now her dreams are probably, you know, our voices, the sound of words and the melodies that we hum into her ear and the colors and shapes that she sees every day. This is the story of your gypsy uncle. You never knew 'cause he was dead. And how his face was carved and ripped with wrinkles in the picture in your head. You remember how you found the key to his hut out in the Pyrenees. But you wanted to keep his secret safe, so you threw the key away. This is the story of your gypsy uncle.